Okay.
Welcome in, Big Blue Kickoff Live. Was that your cue?
That was my cue.
That was your okay.
I'm Italian. I talk with my hands. What do you want from me?
Okay. How about like and go? Welcome in, Big Blue Kickoff Live. Anita Marks, Paul DeHino, of course, you on this. Is it Wednesday?
It is Wednesday.
It's hump day.
That's what you keep telling me. Well, and until I met you, I never knew that.
Well, it's like it's the day, like you get over the hump on Wednesday. Thursday's kind of like obviously that day before Friday. Okay. It's a nice night to go out. Actually, I enjoy my Thursday nights out more so than during the weekends. And then of course, before you know it, the weekends are here. But okay. I work on the weekends. So and the weekends, so there's no, I don't know.
Time out.
What?
People like you and me who work our butts off on the weekends don't have regular Monday to Friday feelings about these things.
Right.
Okay.
But for the majority of people out there,
maybe for them, but not for us.
So yeah, the majority of people out there, this is hump day.
You know, for us, Monday's more of a day that you really got to kind of suck it up because you're exhausted from the weekend that we put in.
You're so funny.
Anyway.
But anyway, enough about us. We welcome you in. This is Big Blue Kickoff Live on a Wednesday afternoon. As always, phone lines are available for you to call in, chime in. We do have a show question today. Bum, bum, bum. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. Also, you can hit us up on Twitter, hashtag GiantsChat. I will be monitoring Twitter throughout the show, and I will share those tweets with everyone. Do you want to throw out our show question to kick it off?
Other than Odell Beckham Jr.
You got to put that in there, right?
We have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Because then this wouldn't even be a question.
Not really.
Right.
So which Giants skill position player will lead the team in yards from scrimmage this year? So that means receiving and rushing. So somebody like
Shepherd? This is what I think we should do. I think we should make it by position. So which running back will lead the running back division with all-purpose yards? What wide receiver will, outside of Odell Beckham Jr., of course, will be second in all-purpose yards with the Giants? And then what tight end?
Now,
how's that?
We can do that. And
let's layer it a little bit.
When I actually mentioned it to you the other day, I guess that's the way I phrased it. And then I thought that might be too hard for the people. So I wanted to narrow it down to one.
You are the people.
The people. Our people.
You are the people. So that's our show question. Okay.
Yes.
So we're looking for who do you feel will lead the team, the Giants, in all-purpose yards. And as Paul said, receiving and rushing. Could it be Rashad Jennings? Could it be Shane Vereen? Could it be Sterling Shepard? Could it be Larry Donnell? Could it be Will Tye? Could it be a rookie? Who knows? But we want to hear from you. Who do you think it'll be and why? Okay. And I'm going to keep track of, I'm going to keep a tally of, who everybody thinks it's going to be.
And I'll get my pen.
And then at the end, you want to do it?
Well, here's my pen. Go
ahead.
You can
do
it.
Jeez. You're crazy.
I'm a little jacked up today.
You are very jacked up. 201-939-4513 is the phone number to get in. Hashtag Giants Chat. We've already got a full bank of calls. Some other topics as well that I want to tee up for you. Some hot topics out there right now circulating. Listen, let's face it. The draft is over. We know who the Giants are working with. OTAs are right around the corner. What's Monday again? We were just talking about
Monday is OTA number one. Folks, you should understand that because that's the first day when the offense and the defense actually get to do some things on the field together. Right now, while they're in the offseason program, the offensive team goes out on the field. They do these walkthrough maneuvers. Then they've got to come inside, and then the defensive unit goes out and does walkthrough maneuvers. They're not allowed on the field at the same time.
Right.
And that's the biggest difference between offseason program stuff and OTA stuff. So OTA is a little bit more closer to what real football is because you have both units on the field at the same time.
So practice and then Ben McAdoo will be made available to the media around 12:15. Players be made available to the media around 12:30. And so all the media are going to be here. And, of course, all those interviews will be up on Giants.com towards the end of the day on Monday. So a big OTA, ODA number one for the Giants on Monday. So that's exciting stuff. You're really – you know, unfortunately, not that the NFL is ever sleeping.
No.
I mean, it is never a sleeping giant. It is always active. But, you know, you've got to look at some interesting storylines heading into OTAs and heading into training camp. And so I do have some questions for you.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to throw those out to you a little bit later on the show.
Good stuff.
I'll weave them in through the callers. We want to remind everybody who's watching on Twitter, head over to Giants.com. The show will continue there. And thank you so much for following us on Twitter. Let's head right out to the calls because we've got a full bank We go to Eddie. He kicks it off in North Carolina. Eddie, welcome into Big Blue Kickoff Live.
Hello, Anita, Paul. Love the show. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.
To get the question out of the way, I think Rashad Jennings, if he stays healthy, he's going to have a big year this year.
Rashad Jennings is your guy.
He's my guy.
Okay.
Well, you know, I will just add for you. I will just add for you.
DRC is going to be the most improved. I think he has to be. If not, it might be his last year with the Giants.
What was your question yesterday? Most improved?
The veteran who will be most improved this season over last. And the trouble with that question is there are a lot of injured guys who would be making comeback years, like Cruz, Kennard. You know, and it's like, okay, do you count those guys? Oa, who had nothing to do with as a rookie, he appeared in four games. He was hurt virtually the whole season. So could he be the guy? Could it be Landon Collins? I mean, that's a hard question. You could go all over the board. DRC was one guy we did not get mentioned yesterday, though. So that's a real unique.
I actually felt DRC was the MVP of the defense last year, to be quite frank.
So did I.
Considering the defensive line really didn't get a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks.
DRC and Robert Ayers were the two best players on defense.
Yes. Well, and Robert Ayers definitely, he got paid for it. He's in Tampa with a nice little check over there. So,
yeah.
DRC, that's pretty surprising, Eddie.
Well, I want to get to the offensive line if I can. Something Paul said yesterday. Paul, I definitely agree with you. I think the Giants are going to bring somebody in to compete for that right tackle spot. But then Lance said something about chemistry and cohesion. So I just want to stick with the players that are on the roster right now.
Okay.
Do you think the Giants are better off with Newhouse or Byron Stingley, who I haven't heard anybody mention? Or are they better off moving Pugh to right tackle and then maybe Bobby Hart and John Jerry or one of the other guards that they have? This way, all these guys have played with one another, and you're not bringing in somebody new.
Okay, the problem with moving Pugh is that the Giants are trying to establish that picket fence on the left side with Flowers, Pugh, and Richburg. They would love the luxury of being able to keep those three guys together in those spots for the next how many years? That's the plan. That's the goal. If you can't do that and you truly got to rip this thing apart, well, then obviously Flowers could play right tackle or Pugh could play right tackle. That's really what they'd like to avoid if at all possible. So I'm going to say to you, I still think the Giants are going to bring in somebody from the outside to compete for a starting job on the right side, preferably the right tackle spot, because I think that between Bobby Hart and John Jerry, you could have a satisfactory winner there as a starter at right guard. So that's the way that I would lean in this equation. Again, it's not out of the question that Pugh or Flowers could move, but I don't think they really want to do that.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Take care. Thanks.
You got it.
Does it surprise you with his Rashad Jennings call?
Boy, he came on strong at the end of last season. And if he could put together a whole season like that,
That's a big if, buddy.
It sure is.
That's a big if, buddy.
It sure is. He never seems to be able to have that consistency that would make him an upper echelon guy. I'm not shocked by it because I understand the tease that we saw. So I'm not going to say he's out of bounds with that. But the DRC one kind of goes out of bounds for me.
Here's some tweets for folks wanting to chime in on who they feel will be the second in yards from scrimmage behind Odell Beckham Jr. Better way to phrase the question.
Mm-hmm.
Marquise says Rashad Jennings, so he agrees.
Wow.
With our first caller. Also, Purunga
okay.
feels that Rashad Jennings will be it. There's also some love for Dwayne Harris. How about this? This is interesting. This was a tweet that I got from AJ Marshall. Now, I haven't heard this. Apparently, he said the Giants were trying to claim quarterback Zach Mettenberger. What are your thoughts about that? Now, I have not heard that the Giants were trying to claim Zach Mettenberger. I know that he went to San Diego. But I will say this in regard to whether it's true or not. We don't know. We're not reporting that. Okay,
right.
Nothing's being confirmed here. But I will say this. Ryan Nassib, he's going to go compete for a starting job somewhere. I can't imagine him staying behind Eli Manning for the next three, four, possibly 5 years.
Right.
Again.
Okay.
I mean, listen, right?
And I think he is viewed not only by the Giants, by other people around the league as a quality player. So, I think they believe that.
I mean, there were a number of analysts who thought that the Giants were going to draft a quarterback in this draft.
Yep.
To bring him in, because now you don't, what, again, Eli Manning, 3 years, lucky if you get five. I mean, lucky, who knows? I mean, he's the Iron Man. I mean, maybe you have him for even longer. But nonetheless, you've got to get that next Nassib, right, to start preparing, start training, and that can work as the backup quarterback behind Eli Manning, because chances are Ryan Nassib is not going to be here next season.
No, this is the final year of his contract, and if I'm Ryan, I want a chance to, you know, spread my wings and fly.
Right.
And Eli Manning is an Iron Man, as we know, so the odds of that happening are not very good. Now, I will tell you this. The Giants do like Ryan Nassib a lot. He has come a long way since he got out of Syracuse. And I wouldn't put it past them to ask Ryan to stay and to actually try to give him a bump to make that happen. The problem is as you laid it out, Anita, he's going to want to play. And you know, money will only take you so far. The chance to compete for a starting job is probably going to woo him away. But again, that's another year down the road.
And I've said this on my own radio show that I do on the weekends, and that is, I really do believe that Nassib is going to be a really good starting quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
I really do believe that.
Too.
And I can't say enough wonderful things about the young man. I think he's fantastic. This is Freddie. He says Vereen will lead the running backs in all-purpose yards. I think McAdoo will feature him more and get him more big plays. I hope so. I hope so. I think, you know, last year was his first year here. I think he just kind of like, you know, got his toe wet in regard to this offense. The way that the New England Patriots utilized him, if you saw the way that the Patriots utilized Deion Lewis last year before he got injured, that was the way that they were utilizing Shane Vereen, if you recall, 2 years ago.
Right.
So what this young man can do is ridiculous. I'd like to see his role expand a lot more this season. I think there's a lot more in that gas tank that Ben McAdoo has not even tapped into.
I agree with that comment, but there's a problem here. You only have one football. And you're going to want to get the ball to Odell Beckham. You're going to want to get the ball to the tight end. You're going to want to get the ball, hopefully, to Cruz. You're certainly going to want to get the ball to Sterling Shepard. Jennings is going to get the ball some. I think we thought that Vereen was a 50 to 65 catch guy when the Giants signed him as the third down back. Is that fair? 50 to 65 catches?
Yeah.
Okay. Even on the high end of that, let's just go 60 catches. If you're going to average 10 to 12 yards a catch, you know, you're talking 720 yards. 60 catches, 12 yards a catch, that's 720 yards. How much is he going to run for? Maybe another 200, maybe, because he's not going to run the ball a lot from scrimmage. So he's not, in all likelihood, even on a good, solid Shane Vereen year, he's probably not going to have 1,000 yards
in scrimmage.
But again,
Paul, you're basing on what you saw last year. My point is, I'd like to see his role expand.
Well,
you're basing it on how you saw the Giants utilize him last year.
I'd like to, in a good year, I think he's going to catch it maybe 65 times. And if he averages 12 yards a catch, which, by the way, is a lot. A lot of third down running backs average about 8 or 9 yards a catch. I'm even going to give him a little more than that.
Well, this is the kind of running back that you could actually, believe it or not, you could put in the slot.
You can.
I mean, go back and look at the tape, the way that the Bill Belichick utilized him in New England.
I think they
put him in the slot a lot.
I think the receivers that they have in this camp, and there are going to be some surprises from the undrafted rookie free agents. I promise you that, folks. Plus, you got Doble coming over, who's actually had a very good summer camp. I don't think they're going to need to put Shane Vereen in the slot. I think they like this receiving core that they're kind of grooming right now. And so I'm going to say that Vereen's probably going to have a shade under 1,000 yards from scrimmage. And so that makes Jennings' job a little bit easier if he's going to try to match him. So I don't know that Vereen is such a great pick, but I understand it.
Has Doble helped you with your French as of late? Are you still working on that with him?
Paris.
Seriously. All right, let's go to Brooklyn. We've got Eli, another Eli, believe it or not. He's joining us. He wants to talk about the linebackers. Eli, welcome into Big Blue Kickoff Live.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. Big fans.
What do you guys think is going to happen with the linebacking corps? Who do you think is going to come out as the leaders?
Why don't you start with that one? Because it's a real, real puzzle right now. I mean, if you want me to go, I'll just tell you.
Okay. I'll tell you who I'd like it to be.
Go.
Devon Kennard. I'd like for it to be Devon Kennard. I just don't know if he can stay healthy. In order for you to be a leader, because John Beeson was the ultimate leader, but he had to be on the football field. So I just, my thing is Devon Kennard. I'd love to see him take a step up, mentally, physically, you know, maturity wise. I'd like for it to be him. I just don't like, the big question is if he can stay healthy and be on the football field. If not, I'll be honest with you, JT Thomas has been here 1 year. He's got a lot. I mean, you've been around him now for a year. He's got a lot of swagger. He's tight with a lot of these guys on this ball club. You see him. He walks around here. I think he's a lot more comfortable. I feel that he's at home.
Yeah.
I think JT Thomas can be that guy.
I'm interested in what Larry Michaels said the other day when he was on our program.
What did Redskins, he say, by the way?
Redskins radio
about
program
Robinson?
Play guy. He talked about Keenan Robinson.
Right.
And really built him up a lot as a guy who goes sideline to sideline, terrific athlete, very smart football player, terrific personality. He was effusive in his praise and basically said that his early career has been sidetracked by injury. And that's about the only negative he had to say about him. He said he thought that the change of scenery might do him a lot of good.
But how hard is it?
Because he liked his skills.
But how hard is it, Paul, to come in? You know it's hard.
It is hard.
To come in first year in that locker room.
Beeson kind of did that when he got here.
Yeah, but Beeson is a different.
He's a different guy.
He's a different cat.
He's a real cool cat.
Yeah.
I don't know that Robinson can do that or not, but he's had the ability to at least be around here during the course of the spring and the summer. So maybe. I'm curious about him. Right now, for me, Robinson is a gigantic enigma, okay? He's got a huge – I don't know enough about him. Even though I've seen him play with the Redskins, I don't know enough about him up close and personal on a play-by-play basis to really tell you what his potential is. So I'm curious. He's an unknown for me, which is why I don't really have a definitive answer to your question.
Thanks, guys. And to add to your point, I think Sterling Shepard will have, besides Odell Beckham, he will have the most yards this year, especially with Cruz and Odell on the outside. He's going to get targets. I think we'll have the most yards.
Thank you for the call, Eli. Thank you for joining the show. 201-939-4513. You want to get on board. That's how you do it. Monitoring tweets as well. Hashtag Giants Chat. Our show question, besides Odell Beckham Jr., let's take him out of the equation. Who's going to have the most yards from scrimmage? Also, we got a tweet from somebody. There's a difference between all-purpose yards and yards from scrimmage.
Yes, all-purpose yards includes punt returns and kickoff returns. I think at one point you may have slipped it when you were asking the question, but you've asked it about 10 times, so maybe one time you're allowed to slip.
So obviously, if that's the case, then you know people are going to gravitate more towards Dwayne Harris.
But these guys understood that they were getting it right.
Doble will be the Giants' breakout player. Agree or disagree?
Wow, that's asking a lot.
That's
from
Dre Day, 2014.
Well, the question yesterday was about which veteran is going to make the biggest improvement. Now, Doble's only gotten here a month ago.
By the way, from yesterday's, who was the one veteran that you got the most calls, the most interaction, the most?
Wow. I think Landon Collins won. We didn't actually keep a chart, but I think Landon Collins was the guy who most people thought was going to have the biggest jump. And I can understand that. He's the quarterback of the defense. He had a pretty good rookie season, but they really want to see him be like a Pro Bowl kind of guy.
Okay. And this is from Albert on Twitter, hashtag Giants Chat. He says, Giants need to start using Shane Vereen in order for this offense to be more unpredictable and more efficient.
I don't think there's any doubt that they'd like to get Shane Vereen the football more. I mean, you just said it a few minutes ago, Anita, and I think that we actually heard both Ben McAdoo and Tom Coughlin talk about that at various times during the latter part of last season. And it just didn't work out that way. But they would go into every game wanting to get him more involved, and then it just didn't happen. So I'm sure that Coach McAdoo is going to make an even stronger effort to do it this season.
Want to remind you, fans, don't forget Big Blue Kickoff Live brought to you by DraftKings, the daily fantasy sports destination. At DraftKings, you can play as often as you want with no season-long commitment. Go to DraftKings.com, enter the promo code CONTACT to play for free today. DraftKings Fantasy Sports, free to play. We continue with your calls, 201-939-4513. We go to Joe in PA. Joe, welcome in.
Hey, hi there, Anita. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Joe.
I'll just follow up. I'll go with Rashad Jennings there if he stays healthy. My question to you, Paul, is with the Giants' three cornerbacks now, I'm just looking in our division with Utz and Reed and the guy from Dallas, the tight end there.
Jason Witten. Don't forget his name, okay? Because he's done enough to a lot of people over the years.
Right. Especially in third and longs now. What
Indeed.
Are three cornerbacks and a nice size they have?
Yes.
Would it be the throw, like in third and long, put a corner on one of the tight ends or a safety? What do you think about that, Paul, you know, on the tight end? Or so would you think that?
I got a
because
thought.
They have beaten us.
I got a thought, and you just gave me that thought a second ago. It kind of goes with something I've had in the back of my mind for a while. Anita, I'm going to spring this one out on you. Finish up your message there, but I want to spring this on you. Mykel Thompson, the Giants safety from last season, is a guy that they have tried to kind of get him familiar with the slot because at 6'1", he's got good length, he's got good speed, and he seems to have some cover skills. Now, they've thrown him in there in the slot on a number of occasions, and because of his length and his height, I just wonder if there might be certain matchups against a Jason Witten of Dallas, who when he lines up outside as a receiver, if they might not try to put Thompson in a sub package to line up against a guy like that.
I'm not even worried about Jason Witten this year.
Okay.
I think Jordan Reed with the Washington Redskins is going to blow it.
Jordan Reed has basically taken the baton. He's the next generation of these dangerous tight ends.
I think this is the year. Especially, I love the fact that the Washington Redskins went out and drafted Josh Dotson. I think Josh Dotson was hands down the best wide receiver coming out of this draft, and I'm absolutely shocked that he fell to the Washington Redskins. So now they've got you know, DeSean Jackson, who's granted, yes, he's lost a little bit, but he still got that respect from those safeties. He's going to stretch the field. You got Pierre Garçon, who's an adequate possession receiver. You got Jordan Reed, who I feel is, you know, there was a debate. I was up in Bristol for a fantasy football convention, and there was a big debate whether or not you draft Jordan Reed or Greg Olsen as the number two tight end this season, and Jordan Reed won. So I think Jordan.
I would have taken Reed.
I think Jordan Reed is just going to crush it this year, and then you add Josh Dotson, who again a lot of scouts felt that he was the best wide receiver coming out. Man, I think it's going to open up things big time for Jordan Reed. I think that's going to be a very difficult matchup for a lot of defenses, not just the Giants.
Why don't we expand on Joe's question, because he's asking how do the Giants guard Witten? You could say the same thing about Jordan Reed. If that's a matchup problem, why not put a guy like Mykel Thompson, who's 6'1", with really good length, on Jordan Reed when he's lining up in the slot?
Yeah, but that's my point. My point is I'm not even worried. I'm worried out of all the NFC East tight ends, I do believe Zach Ertz takes a step up this year. I do believe that. But I think Jordan Reed just really explodes onto – and granted, listen, people know his name. He's a household name. There's big expectations for him. But out of all the NFC East tight ends that the Giants defense has to worry about, for me, it's Jordan Reed and then everybody else below it.
So, go ahead, Joe.
All the tight ends seem to have big games against us.
Well, yes, that's been the case the last couple of years.
Right, and that's where I want to stop them. And like I said, I don't know who in our linebackers, who do you think would be the best cover guy, but I was just wondering if it'd go to throwing one of our cornerbacks.
I wouldn't do that.
Just gets that
I wouldn't do that, Joe. I wouldn't do that because teams, when they go to their three wides with their tight end as their fourth target on the outside, now you're looking at probably the fourth corner going up against the tight end, and that's a bad matchup. I think I would toy with the idea of Mykel Thompson. I really would.
That's where I was thinking about putting one of our top three corners on him and put the fourth corner on the third receiver of a team, you know?
Well, depending upon the matchup, that may be a very dangerous thing to do.
We've been getting burned by them, like I said, all the time, the last couple years. And the linebackers doesn't seem to be the answer. So that's all I really, you know what I mean? I was just wondering if you think we'd do that or not, you know, just so we stop them. I don't know. Like I said, we don't know who the safeties are going to be. We don't know who the linebackers are going to be, you know, if they can all stay healthy. But I was just wondering that with these corners of ours. So, okay, thanks for taking my call. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Joe, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. 201-939-4513, the phone number if you want to get in. Hashtag Giants Chat. I'll share some of your tweets right now. This is from Dre Day 2014. Again, he said, Rashad Jennings won't get enough touches to have the most yards. Too many backs and four running back rotation doesn't work.
You know, Coach McAdoo echoed Coach Coughlin's thoughts last year in terms of they went with the running back by committee. They wanted somebody to seize the job, and nobody seemed to seize the job until the end of the season when, during the last month, Rashad Jennings was the guy who started to produce on a consistent basis. If Rashad Jennings can do that coming out of the gate, they are going to feed that little horsey all the way to the end of the season. Trust me. I don't think they're going to go to the rotation just to go to it. I think if they have really good success with somebody in the running game, they'll stick with them.
This is from Marquise. He said, don't sleep on Zach Ertz. I'm not sleeping on Zach Ertz. I'm really not. I'm just saying, and I do believe that he's going to take a step up this year. I just, in this NFC East division, I think it's Jordan Reed and then everybody else below him. This is from Easy. He says the breakout player for this year will be Victor Cruz. Cruz will come in as a role player to take coverage away from Shepard and Odell Beckham Jr. Listen, I hope that's the case. I hope Victor Cruz is 100%. I don't think he'll be 100%. Let's just say, let's be realistic here. I hope Victor Cruz is at least 85 to 90% and will come in and will contribute. But listen, he's out there. He's running routes right now. He's catching footballs, you know, but really, the big test, Paul, is going to come during training camp when he's got the pads on and they're blocking and he's trying to get off the line of scrimmage and he's having to fight and claw his way to get that space to get so that Eli Manning can get him the football, and then he makes it to the preseason games to see how does he do against other DBs in game time situations. That's when we will really, really have a good grip and a good understanding in regard to what is the percentage of Victor Cruz this coming season. So what we're hearing is very optimistic. I don't like to be a negative Nelly. I'm very optimistic in the way that I live my life. So I want to be optimistic about it, but you just, there's no guarantee there. That's all I'm saying. Like, eyes wide open. There's just no guarantee.
After being off for almost two full seasons with two very serious injuries, if Victor Cruz comes back and plays, let's just say, 14 games and catches 45 to 50 balls, that in itself would put him in contention for comeback player of the year. I mean, from where he's come from. I mean, you know what I'm saying, Anita? He is coming from two debilitating injuries, for him to get on the field and be at all productive, to be 75% of what Victor Cruz was, would be a Herculean accomplishment for him. If he can be more like the old Victor Cruz, now we're really talking. That would be sensational, and fingers crossed that can still happen. I'm not going to put limits on him. That would be foolish to do. The kid's worked too hard. He's done too many things in his life to put limits on him. But let's just wait and see how that goes.
This is from Easy as well. He says the defensive captains need to be JPP, Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, and Kennard Brinkley.
I'm not going to be the only one to say this. I want you to talk about JPP for a second because I've had too many conversations with people. I'm telling you, this is a different guy. What happened to him last year with the fireworks accident has made him a different guy. At least that's what I think. Many people I've talked to seem to feel the same way. Anita, you've seen him. You've talked to him, too. I mean, I've tried to tell these people a number of times, and I don't know if you know they need to see it themselves, but he's a different guy. And it would not shock me if the players voted him as one of the co-captains. It would not.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, he's definitely. But look at who he's been mentored by. Do you know what I mean? I mean, Justin Tuck was, and his locker was right next to him. And I think, you know, unfortunately, you know, the firecracker incident happened, and that when you go through something like that, it changes a person. And I think it really changed JPP, and
big
I
time.
Think it's changed him for the better. So yeah, I'm with you. It would not surprise me JPP stepping up in a big way. Let's continue with our calls. 201-939-4513. We go to AJ calling in from South Carolina. AJ, welcome in.
Thanks for taking my call. What's the topic of the day? I forgot.
The question of the day.
Oh, besides Odell Beckham Jr., who do you think will lead the Giants in total yards from scrimmage this year?
Thank you, Rashad James. I hope he plays in all 16 games. I think he will.
Well, you know, once again, he's not a terrible choice. You know, others might want to go more to one of the receivers or one of the tight ends, but if Jennings gets off to a good start, they'll ride him as long as he stays healthy. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
I know.
Oh, you had a comment. Go ahead.
I want to thank.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I know OTAs start Monday. We'll be the crews be able to contact with someone.
No contact. No. OTAs. Don't say contact. The labor union will come right after you. You can't even say the word contact, or they will come after you for fines. No contact allowed in OTAs. But the bottom line is both the offense and the defense can then be on the field at least together and do run-throughs, jog-throughs, walk-throughs, call it whatever you like. They're out there in helmets and shorts and shirts, and at least they can run through formations against each other. That's the big step up for OTAs. They still can't have any contact.
Well, the rookies and veterans do that together, right?
Well, they will eventually when they get to training camp. But right now they can't. And even in training camp, they can only have six practices where they can hit? There's five or six. I can't even remember the rules now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call. Yeah, I mean, and there's still that debate out there in regard to, like, the collective bargaining agreement and what the players agreed to with Roger Goodell. And you know, in one aspect, they feel that it did benefit them. But when you really look at the past few years since that new collective bargaining agreement has been signed, you watch the first three – 4 weeks of the NFL season, the regular season, and you sit back and you go, these guys aren't ready. I mean, they're not even tackling properly. Their technique is like not even like on point.
No, it's not good. And you know, I understand the veterans who want the lackadaisical summer camps. I understand that.
Do you really? Because it's actually something that John Beeson was complaining about.
Most of them want it. The minority say no, but most of them want it because they think it will elongate their careers. The smarter guys will understand that if they're not preparing themselves properly for the season, well, what good is it? You last another season, but you're on injured reserve because you got hurt.
Right.
That's how I see it. I mean, John and I agree, but most of the older players don't.
201-939-4513. We continue with your calls. We go to Ed calling in from Trenton. He wants to talk about the running backs. Ed, welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I heard you guys talking about Rashad Jennings, but who is going to be the other three running backs? You know, they got still have Williams and Green and Darqua, and they signed Bobby Ray, and they drafted Paul Perkins. So who is going to be the other three running backs?
That's a great question, Paulie D. You always – I mean, it's early. I typically – Ed, I typically put Paul on the hot seat as we get closer into training camp, or it's further along in the training camp when it's time to make those cuts.
You like to do that, don't
I
you?
Do, I do. Yeah. So how many – let me ask you this. How many running backs do you think the Giants are going for? Okay, so obviously we know Rashad Jennings – and Shane Vereen.
Two.
Okay, they went out and they drafted Paul Perkins, so they're not going to get rid of a draft pick.
I would highly doubt it. I think, you know, he is a very explosive player. You'd like to believe he's going to make the team.
Okay, so that leaves one spot open
for Bobby Rainey and
Williams and Darqua. I'm going to put my money on Andre Williams.
You're tight with him.
Yeah, I am. And
so your heart's speaking there,
and
Paul.
I believe in him. He's lost 12 pounds. He's taken up martial arts. He thinks that this is all going to translate onto the field. He believes that his body is stronger. And I think he gets it. I think he understands where he's at. I think he knows he's a show-me player. This is year number three, Anita. If Andre Williams does not put forth better production this season, you know.
Ed, thank you for the phone call, by the way.
He knows that NFL teams, not just the Giants, are going to be looking at him differently. Well, he won't be a guy with potential anymore. He's going to be a guy who just didn't do it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So last year, right, we talked about going into the 2015 season, we talked about, okay, who's the players that you feel really need to turn the corner and, like, really make a statement? Who were they? Reuben Randle and Demontre Moore.
Yeah.
Where are they now? Demontre Moore, unfortunately, just got cut from the Miami Dolphins.
Signed by the Raiders.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Interesting. And Reuben is Philadelphia, who, by the way, you know, isn't guaranteed a spot. What's being communicated to me out of Philadelphia is that it's not like they signed him and okay, he's going to be our third guy.
Well, you can tell by the money in the contract that he's not guaranteed a spot.
Exactly. So he's going to have to compete for that spot with Philadelphia. But those were the two guys going into 2015 we talked about as, okay, these are the guys that really need to turn the corner, really need to make a name for themselves here with the organization. This year on the off, I haven't decided who my defensive player is yet, but offensively for me, it's Andre Williams.
He's got to be.
Yeah.
Now I will tell you this, and please, I don't know if you hung up or not, but I do think that Bobby Rainey, who's proven he can play in this league before, certainly has kick return ability as well, and Orleans Darkwa, who I also believe has the ability to play in the NFL. I think the Giants have six running backs right now who have the ability to be on an NFL roster. So if those are the two out, then they're going to wind up with contracts somewhere else, because I think the Giants are very deep at that position. The problem is they don't have an automatic Pro Bowler at the position, unless you consider Vereen a third down kind of Pro Bowl back. They don't have the super-duper star. You know, they don't have the Rodney Hampton. They don't have the Otis Anderson or the Joe Morris kind of guy. But they got a bunch of guys who are NFL players.
All right, here's some more tweets for you. Keep them coming. Hashtag Giants Chat. This is from Dre Day 2014. He's a tweeting machine. I love it. Hopefully Andre Williams is not another Ron Dane career clone.
Ron Dane had that terrific rookie season when he paired with Tiki Barber. They were known as Thunder and Lightning. The Giants went to Super Bowl 35, and he ran for over 750 yards in his rookie season. And then from there on in, the production went downhill. And, of course, he wound up, I believe, with Denver and Houston. I'm with you. I hope that Andre Williams gets to produce here and that he gets to stay here and that everything works out, because I'm rooting for the guy.
A rank waiters says that competition is the best thing for the Giants. Need more of that at the position. Shade 23 and PP may be backup.
Well, you know what? That's the bottom line with a team that hasn't made the playoffs in four straight years. You need competition at every position. Yeah, you have certain guys like Eli Manning, who he's your starting quarterback. I get that. DRC's a starting corner. I get that. There are certain guys who are cemented. But there are a lot of positions on this team, and certainly every single backup position for depth has to be open to competition. That's the only way this team is going to get better.
This is from Ben. He says, my instinct is Shade, if healthy, but I think Eli throws for 4,500 yards, even if OBJ gets 1,500. That's 3,000 to go around to the other wide receivers.
Okay, fantasy lady, go to it. That's your ballpark.
Well, I've said this before. I think Eli Manning is going to have the best statistical career year of his entire career. I love the Sterling Shepard pick. Mm-hmm. I think Sterling Shepard is just, he's going to benefit immensely so much by playing opposite Odell Beckham Jr. in this offense, and how Ben McAdoo is going to utilize him. And now Eli's going into his third year under this new system. Mm-hmm. He's been working a lot with his footwork. He's improved his footwork. I think a lot of people should watch out for Eli Manning. In fact, you talk about fantasy football. To me, I think you can grab Eli Manning in like the seventh or ninth round. I also think you could add draft Sterling Shepard in like maybe the 11th, 12th, maybe 13th round. And I think that's good. I think Sterling Shepard's going to be a solid flex play this season. And I think Eli Manning is going to be a top five quarterback in fantasy football this year.
Now, the people have all been talking about Shepard, so I don't think he qualifies as a sleeper alert now,
well,
right? Everybody's already kind of out on him, right?
Well, in fantasy, though.
He still is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to just point your attention to this. The 2 years under Coach McAdoo, 4,400 yards and 30 touchdowns. 4,400 yards and 35 touchdowns. The arrow is clearly up, and after those 2 years of evidence, there's no reason to believe why he can't throw for 45 and 30 again.
Where's
right?
his percentage, completion percentage?
Right here,
is it
63
there?
And 62.6.
Look at that.
I mean, come on. The numbers are legit. This is not a fluke.
Yeah.
This is not a fluke. He gets it. He gets it. And please don't forget the arm strength thing. Remember before last year? He went to a pitching guru to work on his arm strength, and I asked him that a few weeks ago when he got back here to the camp. And I said, Eli, you went through the arm strengthening regimen with the pitcher last year to enhance your arm strength and make sure you didn't get any arm fatigue, et cetera, et cetera. And did you do it again? He said, yeah, I did. I went through it all again. I really liked the way my arm responded last year. And we said it back in training camp. He had more zip on his throws. And so – That's good news for the Giants, too. And before we go to the next call, I do have one other thing. Did you have something else about Eli?
No, actually I do about Eli. I think it's really important that Giants fans understand like the amount of time that Eli Manning puts into his body, because it is the responsibility of a player in regard to how they condition themselves throughout, not only just now, of course, before the season starts, preparing, getting in shape, and working out with the baseball coach or whatever Eli's doing. But what I'm talking about is like in season. You know, there's not a day off for Eli Manning.
No.
Even if, yeah, he'll come in here and he'll watch film, but like the treatment that he gets, what he does to his body, as many cold baths he takes, the food he eats, you know, just from A to Z, start to finish, like that is a really big reason besides the genetics, which is just ridiculous. God bless you, Archie Manning. But beyond that, just
Mom had something to do with it too.
Absolutely. But you know, the way that he takes care of himself, that's a commitment and that's a responsibility. And not all players are that committed to doing what you need to do to stay healthy through the entire season. And so I hope Giants fans understand, like, and it is a sacrifice. Do you know what I mean? It's like the best way I could describe it is like, it's like dieting. Do you know what I mean? Like every now and then you're like, you know what? It's Sunday. I'm going to have a cheeseburger. Do you know what I mean? Like, and you fall off the diet. Like he's so committed and to doing everything he needs to do properly to stay healthy. And not all guys are like that. They're just not.
Well, and that's why you get to play more than a decade without missing a start.
Yeah.
Okay. I did want to add this one thing, because we've had the last two shows, somebody has asked me about Lafayette corner Matt Smalley. He's a young fellow from the Patriot League who is a cover corner. He's going to be a slot corner in the NFL. And I was asked about him. He was not one of the 20 guys that I did work on going into the draft. And I have subsequently gotten the film, as I said I would. And I looked at the cut-ups on this kid, and he is really impressive. The biggest problem is the level of comp, because he's coming from the Patriot League, where the receivers are not the strongest, they're not the fastest, and it makes you wonder now, where does he project, where does he come to? Now, Smalley's listed at 5'9", 184 pounds. I did see him return kickoffs on some of the cut-ups I saw. I saw quickness, I saw ball skills, I saw anticipation and instincts. I did see some flat-out speed when necessary. I saw closing speed. I saw a player that if he had another 2 inches of height, there would not be any question about his ability to make the NFL.
He's 5'9".
He's 5'9".
184.
And that's rather slight. Now, once again, okay, much like Dean from Boise State, he would be a slot corner, because slot corners are usually going to go up against receivers who are 5'10 or 5'11". So that's not that much of a mismatch. He's going to have a lot of trouble if he tries to play outside in this league, because receivers like Des Bryant would eat him alive. But as a slot corner, you are right, folks. Whoever was talking about him, I've had some tweets about him. I had a couple of callers about him. I have done the workup now. I think he's got a legitimate chance to make an NFL roster as a slot corner. And he does hit, by the way. Very aggressive, hits, plays the run. There's a lot to like about this guy. So that's Matt Sweeney of Lafayette. I just wanted to answer those calls and those questions.
It's very nice of you, Paul.
I try to accommodate.
Remember, fans, Big Blue Kickoff Live brought to you by DraftKings. Now, if you've never played on DraftKings, it's changing the way we all play fantasy sports. Just pick your contest, pick your players, and if you win, we'll pick up your cash. It's as simple as that. Go to DraftKings.com, enter the promo code CONTACT to claim your free entry today. DraftKings, fantasy sports, free to play. I'm going to continue with your calls. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. That's how you get on board. But you're talking about potential guys trying to make the squad. And here is Kunal. I apologize if I'm not pronouncing these properly. It's not my strong suit. Which undrafted free agent wide receiver has the best chance of making the 53?
Well, you know, do you want to put Anthony Doble in that conversation? Because even though he was not signed post-draft, he's, you know, the Frenchman, 6'4". 210 or so, looks to be a tad slow off the line, but his work ethic is unflappable. You know, he really puts his nose to the grindstone, and he's a very studious player. He's got decent speed, and he's certainly got size and length. I'm going to be watching him. Let me tell you, I'm definitely going to be watching Doble during training camp, and I'm interested to see, you know, again, what can we see now? Not much. I want to see him line up against somebody. I want to see maybe DRC get across from him. How's the kid handle DRC? What's that going to be like? I want to see in the tackle drills, when they do have the few tackle practices during training camp, guy gets into him, guy jams him. How's he deal with that? I want to see that.
Let's continue with your calls. We go to Tom in Jersey. He wants to talk about the O-line. Tommy, welcome in to Big Blue Kickoff Live.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Before I get to the offense, Paul, I just want to tell you, I agree with you 100%. I mean, I think as a guy who watches all these interviews and reads all about him, JPP, I mean, I think he has gone – he's just done a real 180. I mean, his attitude, the way he presents himself, completely different from – prior to the accident.
Yeah.
I really think that what you saw last year, those handful of games that he was able to play, I just think he's going to be the breakout player on defense. And I think they had a great free agency, I was very happy with the draft on day, but I really think he's going to make the biggest difference for us from last year to this year on defense.
Well, you know, I think you would find it hard to find anyone who say he did not make an impact when he got here last year and, you know, played the second half of the season. He certainly got a lot of pressures, and he was in that backfield, and he was chasing guys around. You want to see more tackles? Yes. You want to see more sacks? Yes. But it's clear that he did make a difference on that front.
Absolutely.
Floor. So imagine if he is better. Well, if his hand is better, and again, he's had another surgery, he believes that he will be able to grip some. I don't know how high the ceiling is on JPP right now. I don't know. I do think he'll be better than last year. I just don't know how high that ceiling is.
Well, you're around him. Obviously, you see it. We see what we see on the clips. But when you see him lifting the weights and you see him gripping the bars, I mean, I think that's a tremendous difference from where he was last year.
Well, he has an apparatus that he puts on his hand that has like a kind of a hook on it that allows him to do the weightlifting that you're talking about. That's not just gripping with what he's got. There is an apparatus there, so please don't misinterpret that.
Okay. With regard to the offense, I think, in the running backs, I think it's kind of like the chicken and the egg here. I mean, I really think it depends on what the offensive line gives us. You know, you talk about Williams. I like him very much myself. But I think that the Giants right now, they're a better pass-blocking team than
without
they are
question.
A run-blocking team.
Without question.
Right. And that being the case, I think you're going to see, you're going to see Jennings, but I think you're going to see a lot of Vereen and a lot of this kid Perkins. I think these are the guys who they're going to rely on most heavily because I just don't think they can run the ball. And I think if Bobby Hart can solidify, and that's a big if, the right guard, you still have this tremendous hole at right tackle. And I know, we were talking about Anthony Davis. I know we're talking about a whole bunch of different things, but I think when the season starts, I think things are going to look like they do now. And I just think that McAdoo is going to have to play to his strengths, and his strength is going to be throwing the ball. And I think, as Anita said, Eli's going to have a big year, and I think you're going to see these guys like Perkins and Vereen, and to a certain extent, Rashad Jennings is catching the ball a lot out of the backfield. So just want
well,
to hear
that's
you
a talk. That's a real good call. Appreciate it. And Anita, the one thing about a guy like Vereen and a guy like Paul Perkins, who I did a lot of film work on at UCLA. They are guys who can make people miss, who can do dangerous things to you when they're in open space, who can make a lot of yards after the catch or after contact. Perkins is incredibly quick. So you're right. If the blocking isn't where it needs to be, those are the two guys who can do a little bit more damage given the state of the Giants' run blocking line. So, again, it depends on how much they can improve that line going into opening day.
Some more tweets for you. This is from A.J. Marshall. He says, Anthony Dable got speed of 4.3. Giants need a big receiver to complement Odell Beckham Jr., Cruz, and Shepard. He's right. Odell's 5'11", Shepard's 5'10", Cruz is 6 feet.
Dable's not a 4'3", though. He's more like in the high 4'5s. He's not a 4'3".
Okay.
I wish he was. if he was, he'd have been drafted.
but more importantly,
he was not draftable this year, but okay.
But more importantly, in regard to the height of the wide receivers, is that a concern for you?
Well, that's why.
Or lack thereof, really.
But that's why a guy like Dable, you know, who is a different style of receiver. He is the big, tall guy. He's got the big, long reach, et cetera, et cetera. That's why he's got another chance to make the roster. Besides what he does, if all things are equal, they may just say, okay, guess what? You're the skyscraper of the bunch. That makes you different and gives you a different a skill set or a different repertoire than some of the other guys. So we're going to put you here just because we want to complete the package. So, yeah, it does make a difference. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget one other thing about these receivers, okay? They got Eli Manning throwing to them, which makes any receiver better.
This is from Rod Pipo. He says, don't matter how much kung fu Andre Williams learns, he still doesn't see the holes provided. He always runs into his own linemen. What is he doing? That's so funny. Don't matter how much kung fu. What is he doing to improve his vision? I know that, again, you talk to Andre Williams a lot. What is he doing to improve his vision, Paul?
It's a matter of patience more than anything else. It's a matter of trusting the hole, having patience to have the hole develop, and then it's the trust of, hey, is that hole going to stay there as I try to power through it? These are all things that have to work in conjunction with the offensive line, and quite frankly, the Giants' run blocking has not been good enough. Don't get me wrong. Andre Williams has to share some of this burden and some of this blame too, okay? He definitely has some things to learn, but I think he has. I think he has seen the films. He has studied the films. He understands what he can do to better assimilate to this offensive line. But I'm telling you, okay, this offensive line still needs to run block better. And if they can't, they got to get somebody else in here who can.
A lot of it is trust. A lot of times, a running back is back there. In regard to his vision, he doesn't see the hole, and the hole happens instantaneously. Mm-hmm. So you are running at a space that is not open until literally you plant your foot and it opens up.
Exactly.
So you need to have that confidence and that trust in your offensive line. And I think, this is just my opinion, take it for whatever it's worth, I think he lacks that trust and waits for the hole to open before he hits it. And then by the time he gets there, it's closed. And so I think it's a matter of trust. That's my opinion, Paul.
Well, and again, it goes to the backside of that. If she's the right guard and I'm the right tackle and the running back is behind us, right?
Why do you got to make me a guard? I'm more athletic than you. Why didn't you make me the tackle?
Because we happen to be sitting at this part of the table.
Okay.
Okay. My point to you is this. Running back is going to come through the hole, right? Now, let's say he sees that hole for a second. But the problem is he knows that Anita can't hold her block. The linebacker's going to slice into that hole. So even though he sees the hole, he's not going to attack the hole because he knows the backer is going to slice right past her shoulder into the ball carrier. Bang, no gain. So he's not going to charge into that hole even though he sees it because he knows you can't hold your block.
Great. Throw me under the bus, Paul.
I just did.
This is Will. I like this. I think this is the tweet of the day. He says, write this down. Eli will be MVP this year, win the Super Bowl, be Super Bowl MVP, and take Tom Brady's wife. Believe it. That's funny.
Are you printing Super Bowl tickets in your basement?
I think that's funny. No, I'm not. But I will say this. I want to say, was it Pro Football Focus? Or no, it was Football Outsiders.
Okay.
Football Outsiders has the Giants going 6-10. And I'm like, what? Like, I think worst case scenario 8-8. Like I think the Giants. I really do believe the Giants can win 10 games this year. Now, does that win the division? I don't know. I think this is going to be a really competitive division, but I don't see the Giants going 6-10. Like, no. No, I don't.
This team is improved. I don't think there's any question about that. Now, how much and what are the injuries,
the team is improved.
Et cetera,
the defense is improved. The offense has improved.
The team's better.
And their schedule is quite nice.
It's a better one than recent years.
It's
quite. Sure.
It's really nice. It's really. It's a very friendly schedule.
Don't let her get carried away, folks.
It's a very friendly
because
schedule.
Because she will do that. Right to the clouds.
Whatever. Yeah. All right. Let's end strong. We've got Tom calling in from New York. Tom, you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay. All right. We're ending the show with you, so make it strong, my friend.
All right. I got a lot of big shoes to fill, I guess. I had a question about Jarrell Adams, Nat selection.
Yeah.
I love the pick. And I was wondering, with Will Tyes emerging last year as an undrafted free agent, where do you think Larry Donnell sits in all this tight end mess? Because you also have Matt Lacoste, who spent time on the practice squad last year.
That's your guy.
Okay, let me just address Larry Donnell first, because he's coming back from a serious neck injury. You know he took a lot of time off at the end of last season or towards the second half of the season. He was then cleared, re-signed with the Giants, and he is here now as part of this team for the time being. I say for the time being because, look, God bless him, and I hope he's fine and everything goes according to plan and he's part of the squad. But that's a neck thing we're talking about. And if there's any kind of recurrence, you have to believe that they'll be very cautious with him because the Giants care very much about guys' health. And much like with David Wilson a couple of years ago, he had a recurrence of a neck situation, and that was it. They put him on the shelf. It's not going to happen. So cross your fingers that Larry Donnell is healthy and fully capable of playing without any further neck issues. Should that be the case, you would like to think he is going to be one of the tight ends. Will Tye would probably be one of the others. And then the battle is going to be between Adams, Lacoste, Will Johnson, whether or not you classify him as a tight end, an H-back, or a fullback. And those will be the guys who will probably fight it out for what would be a total of three tight end spots, I would think. Because I suspect the Giants would rather keep an extra receiver than keep the extra tight end. They have kept four before. It's not like they haven't done it. But I would think they would probably want to go with three. So what you have to do is, may the best man win. Competition. We've talked about this for the last hour. Competition at all spots, especially in the back of the depth chart. At the top of the depth chart, you got some guys who are solidified. But you need competition across the board, and this team's going to have a lot of it. I think you're right. It's an interesting competition. I don't think they drafted Adams to fail. They drafted him because they think he's got a lot of ups. But can he learn the system? Can he get through training camp healthy? And how will the other guys do in those same facets of the game?
I feel like if Adams went to a bigger school with a higher-profile quarterback and actually got some balls thrown at him, he would never have been there in the sixth round. I mean, he ran a sub-4.5, if I'm not.
He was the fastest tight end at the combine.
Yeah.
And
also have Will Tye that could be on the other side of him, who is also a speedster.
Yeah, but Will Tye, the thing about Will Tye, and you saw Will Tye last year, Will Tye adjusts to the ball well. He catches the ball well. He's not the most athletic. He's not the quickest. He's not the guy who's going to run for a ton of yards after the catch necessarily, but he does find open spots, and he does fight for the ball.
Tom, thank you for the phone call. Another thing with Will Tye, and one thing that I think I saw, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong, that we saw his numbers and his targets increase towards the end of the season because there was a comfortability level that developed between him and Eli Manning. So what happened was instead of keeping Will Tye home to help with the offensive line and blocking, they used Max Protect out of the backfield, and they had Rashad Jennings and Shane Vereen block more out of the backfield and released Will Tye the last five or six games of the season. And a big reason for that is because of the chemistry and Eli Manning and him developing that, and I think that will only grow into this next season. We're going to end on this. Dre Day 2014 totally disagrees with you. He says A.J. Green ran a 4.5 40, but Anthony Dobley was clocked at 4.3.
I'd like to know where that was. Because I don't know Dobley to be a 4.3.
Dre Day 2014, please.
Dave, can you check that? Yeah, I'm going to let Dave check that before we sign off because I don't believe Dobley was a 4.3 at all. But here's what I want to do. I want to feather off your last
comment. Also, Dre Day, wherever you're getting this information, put the link on a tweet and you know send it to PDOT here, so he knows where you're getting that information from.
To feather off your last comment right before that, though, and you're right, the Giants went to more protection in the backfield and allowed Ty to release more. But think about that. That's also one of the reasons why Shane Vereen did not get as many touches as he would have gotten otherwise, because too many times, you know, the Giants did not have the ability to just get him downfield. And why is that? Well, because maybe the offensive line wasn't quite up to speed. Again, they're better in pass pro than run blocking, but there is such a domino effect on every facet of the game. It's not so simple as to just say, okay, let's put that out there and this isn't good enough, just do more of that. Well, if you do, it's going to affect something over here. And sometimes you can't afford to have this affected, so that means you're just not going to do this. That's the way the game works. Do you have it, Dave?
No.
Don't have anything. Okay.
No, he doesn't have it.
I would be absolutely shocked if that was the case. I would certainly love to see the link he got that from. And if he did, it might have been some years ago as opposed to in recent times. Because remember, Dable went to France for a few years, and he hasn't been in the States for a while.
All right. So today's show question, who's going to have the second most yards from scrimmage? Obviously, the first we're all anticipating Odell to have. And the winner, not unanimous, like Steph Curry. How do you like that, LeBron James? But Rashad Jennings. Rashad Jennings is, from tweets and phone calls that we got in, the majority of Giants fans listening to Big Blue Kickoff Live today feel that Rashad Jennings will get the second most yards from scrimmage for the Giants this coming season. And yesterday's question in regard to the vet that most Giants fans feel that will be most improved, again, is Landon Collins.
That's what the fans thought. Right? And Dave, our producer, says he has found 4-4-6 as one of the times that he was able to document for Dable, but nothing faster than that.
We see if he's here at the facility. And before,
just ask him.
And before we have lunch, you and I will head out to the field and we'll clock. I've got a stopwatch right here on my cell phone.
I got a better idea. Why don't we race?
You want to do? I don't want to embarrass you, dude.
Oh!
I don't want to embarrass
the love
you.
I get here.
Hey, listen, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to Big Blue Kickoff Live today. Always fun to sit back and chat Giants for an hour with this guy to my right. So wishing everybody a fantastic night. By the way, Oklahoma City and Golden State, game two. This is huge. What do you think happens? Are you watching? Are you even paying attention to this series?
I watched the Yankees lose last night.
Oh, jeez.
Good night, everybody.
Have a great day, and Big Blue Kickoff Live. We'll be back with you tomorrow, high noon, right here on Giants.com.